What's up, Ozers? Today, we're going to talk with this beautiful lady from Singapore. She has a great, wonderful voice also. And this is Sarah X Miracle. Hello, Sarah.
Hi, Nusa. Thank you so much for having me today.
My pleasure. How's life?
How's life? Well, Singapore just announced that we're going to be in phase 3, where we can have 8 people over to our house instead of 5. And people can go out in groups of 8 now. So I think everyone's very happy because that will happen very soon at the end of December.
Okay, I see.
How about where you are in Bandung?
Bandung, especially in Indonesia, we're just having a kind of relieving news when we'll get the vaccine immediately. But yeah, I'm not really sure, but that's better, I guess. That's better than nothing.
So what's up with the music scene now in Bandung?
Music scene, it's struggling, of course. Yeah, you know, we can't do a live performance everywhere.
It's the same here. It's the same.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we have no live performances. Now they just announced that they can be live, but only instrumental. So, you know, singers and artists, like, still can only do, like, recorded show. We can't do, like, live shows.
But do you get prohibition for the new year?
Yeah. So, like, there's not going to be any major New Year parties or anything like that. Yeah.
So sad. It's going to be like the 2020 version too.
Yep. We're all going to be celebrating at home.
But yeah, a new year, still a new year with new-ish.
Absolutely. We have new hopes for the new year.
Yeah, of course. Anyway, Sarah, I'm wondering what's actually with this name? Sarah X Miracle. Yeah, there must be something about it, right?
Absolutely. So what happened is that I used to use my actual name, which was Sarah Cheng Dewin. Mm-hmm. And recently, I actually was thinking about what I want to say for my next season in music, because I've been in music for 10 years.
Okay.
And I realized that in the last 10 years, I have experienced a lot of miracles in my life. Mm-hmm. Part of it was that I actually overcame a car accident in one of my, during the album production of one of my previous albums. I should have died. I was flung out of my car. I was hit by a huge lorry. The car was hit by a huge lorry.
Oh my God.
And yet I survived without any major broken bones or no, like, internal bleeding or fracture. And that was a miracle, you know, and yeah, that's just one example, right? But I've been through so many miracles that, you know, I feel like I want to stand for the fact that we can all go through a lot of challenges in life, but we still have a hope and we can still continue to press on.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, you know, even though music is so difficult, right? I mean, I'm sure you know, you meet so many artists and you see everyone struggle. I think we still do it because we know that even if we could touch one person with our music, you know, and if one person just feels that the song represents what they want to say, you know, sometimes that's enough. You know, of course, everybody wants to play in a big audience and have big shows.
Yeah.
You know, but at the end of the day, we can still have hope that, you know, that tomorrow will be better and we will have something to look forward to. So that's what I want to really say with my name. Also, XM happens to be like the first letters of my Chinese name, Xue Ming, which is like a Hanyu Pinyin, like a English version of the Chinese name.
Mm-hmm.
So it's actually like, it's kind of like representing my name. And in Chinese, my name actually means this snow plum blossom that only blooms in the winter time.
How beautiful. Okay.
So, yeah, so it's kind of like a miracle, right? You know, this kind of flower that blooms in the snow and it's... So, yeah, I mean, in a sense, it's really authentic. Part of my identity, I think.
Okay, then. Well, that's quite deep, actually. That's deep. What I'm expecting. Okay, then let's talk about your latest music, latest work. Want you to know, right?
Yeah, WYTK.
Okay. First of all,
want you to know. Yep.
Why WYTK? Not want you to know.
Yeah, because I felt like, you know, we always, like, when we type messages to people, you know, like when you're texting people, we're always saying like acronyms, like thank you so much becomes TKUSM. And I was just reflecting, you know, when you text someone that you love and all that, you know, you always like tell them things, you know, so it's almost just kind of like a very informal, casual way, you know, of talking to someone that you love. It's not like I'm formal with you and I spell it out correctly, but it's just like, you know, casual.
Yeah, I get it. Then what's this song about? I mean, I heard that it's about the long distance relationship that you have to go through.
Yeah, that I experienced before, yeah. That was one of the inspirations. And actually, during this season, we actually found a lot of friends that we, not a lot, but quite a few friends that we know personally who have been separated because of the COVID problem. Like, you know, like one person is working overseas and then they can't come back. Or like even like someone in Malaysia, like one couple is like the husband has to go back because of family business, but the wife will stay here because of work. And so, you know, it's very hard to go back and forth, right? Because of the quarantine and everything. So then they just stay separated for months. And it reminded us of like, you know, like when I was doing long distance before with my husband, and it was really tough. We were like a year apart, and I realized that, wow, like I want to encourage those people who are going through like difficult challenges in their relationship, that, you know, it's like a song that says that, you know, the chorus says, call to say I'm coming home, you know, and it really means like home is with you as a person, you know. I'm coming home like to you. And of course COVID is one of those challenges we all have to face. Long distance is one, but you know, we face all kinds of challenges, right? All kinds of difficult things. So I wanted this song to help people to relate that to each other, to say that, you know, no matter what the difficulty, I'm gonna stick it out. Yeah, because I believe in us, I believe in our relationship, I believe in staying true. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really relatable, actually.
You have a girlfriend?
Not the moment.
Not yet.
Not yet. That's why I am actually about to ask you, then how about for these people who don't really have a partner?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like people who are single need good role models of what it means to be in a relationship, you know? I feel like many people who haven't yet been in a relationship, or they are not even thinking about getting married, like they don't often understand what it takes to be in relationships. And I feel like even if you're not in a relationship, like you this song still is an example, right, of what it means to stay in a relationship, because relationship is not just about how we feel, you know. It's about making a decision and saying like, okay, like if I know that we are meant to be together, we were just going to stick together, and we don't make a complaint, we just accept the other person for who they are, you know, and we commit to it, you know. And I think many young people these days, they maybe they have not seen that kind of example, you know, of what it means to be in a committed relationship. And I feel like for single people, you know, like I feel like this song like is something that they can still relate to and feel like, you know, I want to be in a relationship like that someone really cares for me, and someone is willing to make sacrifice for me, and someone is I'm willing to make a sacrifice for, you know. Because if you can't say the words that I'm singing to someone, maybe that person is not the right one, you know. If you don't see this person as someone you can you can make that sacrifice, then maybe that's not the right person. Because if you don't feel that person, it's not worth it, you know. So there's a part of my song that says like, what is it, all the hurting we're still learning, you know. And I feel a lot of it, what I want to say is that we never enter the perfect relationship, you know. There's no such thing, but like we all have to make the effort to make it work, you know. And it hurts, you know, sometimes.
But
at the end of the day, we realize that it's worth it, you know. And it's worth the sacrifice. So maybe for the single people, like they should find someone that they find is worth it. You know, it's worth it to go through all that pain.
You know what? Listening to you, I'm smiling. I'm all smiling. Because I'm like slapped.
Why? Why you slapped?
It's just what were you talking was so true. Yeah. All of that. So true. Oh my God. I'm lost for words.
I mean, wait up. do you feel like what do you feel the state of relationships is like right now? Like in Indonesia and in general?
Well, yeah, we're lacking of role models, because if there is, let's call a celebrity, then these young people will go like, I want to be them so bad. But they forgot that there have to be some sacrifice, some things for something you call love.
Yeah, so it's good.
Okay, these things is getting serious.
Yeah, I mean, when we talk about love, it's always serious, right?
Yeah.
And it's to do with your whole person, it's your heart. It's your everything.
Oh my God, yeah. And if you don't mind, you're married, okay?
Yeah.
That I'm special. Okay.
I wish I could understand Bahasa now.
But how long have you been married? Okay, that's.
Oh, how long have we been married? Yep. Okay, yeah, that's easy. Yeah, so we've been married for 15 years. we got married very, very early. Yeah, so our anniversary is on Christmas Eve, 15 year. And we actually got married really early when we were young. Mm-hmm. And under a very difficult circumstance, we actually found out that I was pregnant at the time and I was like 18. Uh-huh. So we got married then. And the last 15 years has been like really difficult. I mean, we've gone through a lot of difficult things together, but I'm glad that we stayed put, you know, and we worked through all the challenges and the difficulties. I mean, there's still difficulties we're going through, but I feel like we're getting stronger and I feel like we all change for the better. And in a sense, like, I feel like, you know, if I didn't have my husband's support, you know, I wouldn't have been able to do my music as well, because we have a daughter that is really, she's like 14. So I was like, you know, handling like university and being a very young mom at the time. And yet I was able to launch my first EP in my last year of university. That was 10 years ago when I was 23. Yeah. And if not for like his support, there's no way I would have been able to do all that music. And I still am still doing the music that I love to do. You know, because he's a very good father. He's very involved, you know, and he makes all that sacrifices. And of course, I make sacrifices for him too. But specifically on the topic of music, I know that, you know, if I didn't have his support, there's no way I could be making music. Yeah.
Well, yeah, it takes two to tango, right?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Oh gosh, so happy. I'm happy for you.
Yeah, you there's actually a video documentary that was done about our story online. It's called The Heartbeat Project. Mm. Yeah, so if like people are interested to see what happened when we got married and all that, it's on a Facebook group called Heartbeat Project, Mark and Sarah's story, something like that. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I'll go check it.
Yeah.
Okay then. Let's back to the topic, shall we?
Yeah, back to the music.
Back to the music. Yeah, you mentioned that you were in this industry for like 10 years, right?
Yeah.
And then you were reborn as Sarah X Miracle.
Yeah.
How was your music career back then? I mean, I heard that you were a festival singer.
So, I mean, I've been doing music for 10 years, but I've also been having to work parallel in relation to that. Mm-hmm. It's very difficult to be like a full-time singer-songwriter in Singapore. So when I first started, I was sending you my first EP. It was actually a jazz EP. Mm-hmm. And that was like way before Spotify or any of this. Yeah, you know, there was like, yeah, it was like not even Apple Music. And then only in 2012, when I did that album, just linked to the accident I was telling you, then I was distributed by Warner, and it was still a CD market, and I did like, you know, a 10 song album. You know, who does 10 song album these days, right? and it was a very different world back then, you know. So, and then also I had another series of opportunities to perform overseas in like Taiwan. I did a school tour there at the end of 2014. So I've also had like a Chinese phase in my in my music, where I've been also exploring like Chinese music. So I feel like the first 10 years were really like me exploring, you know, and also the music world changing, because the last 10 years has seen so many changes, you know. And and I feel like now is a time where your music can really reach out to so many people because of all the platforms.
Yeah.
Previously, in the past, it was so difficult. And, you know, I would love to like someday come and sing at Java Jazz or something, you know, or any of the festivals. Yeah, because I've been to Java Jazz and I love the feeling and the atmosphere. And I love how like everyone's so passionate about the music and about like R&B and soul and that kind of music. And I feel like that's exactly what I want to do more. And yeah, to be able to share my story, you know, I think that's one of the most important things I discovered. And that's why Sarah X Miracle, when I just kind of did a rebrand or rebirth, I felt the name has to tell a story, you know, of all the challenges I've gone through. Mm-hmm. But it also is a statement that I believe that there can be more for me and more for my story and my music, you know?
Yeah.
And even though like it's impossible now to do 10 song album just like that, you know, because you can't promote 10 songs like that. But I would like to still eventually go back towards, you know, doing the touring and all that, you know, once COVID and everything settles. So yeah, I hope we can continue to stay in touch. And yeah, I mean, next time we get to travel and there's opportunities, I love to find a way to come back to see what else we can do.
Well, yeah, I really can't wait.
Yeah.
And anyway, I heard that you are preparing an EP for next year. Am I right?
Yeah, so I mean, I had actually thought I could do it within this year, but there were just too many things going on. So right now, I'm kind of trying to take my time because I also want the EP to have some variation. So now we have like two singles out, Don't Say It and Want You to Know, which is like on all your major streaming platforms. But I also like to maybe like do a Chinese version of one of the songs and then...
Don't Say It.
You know, perhaps, yeah, and perhaps do some collaborations with other people.
Ooh.
So I'm hoping to make the EP a bit more like different, like not so just like, you know, one type of style. So I get the chance to explore. So I'm going to take my time a bit more because I felt that when I rush it sometimes, I'm not so happy with the outcome.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone gets very stressed because, you know, we're all trying to just push for a deadline. So yeah, I mean, like, hopefully it'll be out by mid of next year or, you know, sometime like April, May. But I'm not going to put a like a hard deadline. But okay. that's currently what I'm thinking. Yeah.
Yeah. No need to rush.
Yeah. Anyway, it's COVID, right? So.
Well, can't wait. Okay, Sarah, I think it's time to play some games.
Oh, some games. Okay.
If you'd like to.
Sure.
So it's called Soundtrack of My Life, or in this
soundtrack
case,
of, my
of
life.
Your life.
Okay.
Okay,
cool.
So let's start with the first one.
Wait, what? So what do I have to do? Do I have to just say like a song?
A song and maybe a bit explanation about that. Yeah.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, first one. What's the song that you first sang ever?
Oh my gosh, I don't know, man. Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. I sang when I was a kid, so I used to sing in school choirs and all that, but I know I sang a lot when I was a kid.
Okay.
Maybe like Jesus Loves Me or something from church or something.
Okay, then let's modify the question a bit. What's the first song that made you wanna be a singer, made you wanted to be a singer?
Okay. The defining moment was the song I sang, Summertime, which is a jazz standard. And I sang it for school talent time the year that I was turning 15.
Oh.
And I won the competition in school. And I also won the group competition. But I think because I won the solo and the group, it was one of those moments where I felt, wow, maybe I could actually be a singer.
That was your own song?
No, it was, you know it's a jazz song. It's a musical. It's called Summertime.
Okay.
And living is easy.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a jazz standard now. Yeah.
Okay, let's move to the next question. Okay, what's the song that defines you the best?
Song that defines me the best? Oh, maybe like Amazing Grace or something. Amazing Grace, because I feel like my whole life I have made a lot of mistakes, and you know we have so much grace that we receive from a heavenly source. You know, it's not me, it's not my work. A lot of it is grace that I receive. Yeah, that's what I feel.
Yeah, that's okay. That's good. Next,
what else?
What's the song that you think you could sing that better?
Oh, I could sing better.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not sure. I mean, that's a good one. Wow, this is really tough. I'm just thinking in my head.
Okay, take your time.
Oh my gosh, I really don't know. I look up to so many of these singers. I'm not sure I would dare to say I could sing it better. But if there's one song that I would like to cover, and hopefully I would do a justice.
Yes.
I think probably that would be, I would like to do a really good cover of Close to You by Karen Carpenter.
Oh.
She's one of my, like, when I was younger, I used to listen to her because my aunt said, hey, you sound a bit like Karen Carpenter, you know? And I memorized like the whole like compilation CD way back then. And I would eventually love to like pay some tribute to that, you know, like Close to You.
That's a nice choice. Why do birds?
Yeah. Yeah, why do birds suddenly appear? Yeah. Every time you want me.
Just like
yeah, that song.
Okay.
They long to be close to
okay.
Yeah. Oh, you sing very well. Are you a musician too?
I'm a choir singer actually.
Oh my gosh, your voice is so good.
Oh, thanks.
We should collab.
That's nothing.
Come on, we should collab.
Oh, I can't wait.
We should sing. We should sing Close to You together.
Okay, maybe virtually. I don't know.
Yeah, we can do a TikTok duet.
Oh my god. Okay, we'll catch up later, okay? Next. Next, what's the song that you play on repeat right now? I mean, this week or this month or maybe 2020?
Play on repeat. I have this one song that sometimes we play. It's called Messenger. It's a bit of an obscure song, but it's a song about having a message in your heart, and it's by this artist called Sean Feucht, F-E-U-C-H-T.
Mm-hmm.
And this song, I think it's an old song, it's not new, like old 14 or something, but I feel like I'm still on a journey with my music, and I feel like, you know, my music is about having a message, and so it's very important to have that on me. Yeah.
Okay. And this is the last from Soundtrack of Sarah's Life. What's the song that have to be played on your funeral?
Wow. Well, I hope it would be a song that I wrote that impacted the world. I probably haven't written this song yet and people remember it because I made a difference with that song, and I don't know what that song will be, but...
Yeah. Your own song. You know,
yeah, I would love for it to be one of the songs that I wrote and that people liked and felt it made the most difference to them.
But if it's someone's song? That would be
someone else's song. I listen a lot to hymns and things when I was young, mm-hmm. and I feel like it's always very peaceful. And you know, my grandfather passed away last year, and we sang some Chinese hymns. Mm-hmm. You know, because we believe that he went to heaven and things, and so I hope that I can sing a hymn called Be Thou My Vision. And Be Thou My Vision is a hymn that is talking about how, you know, we want to have the perspective of heaven, you know, heaven's perspective of life. And yeah, and I hope, maybe, you know, I don't know who wrote it because it's a very old song, but I hope that perhaps I would have lived life through heaven's eyes and be able to have that song as well. Yeah.
Okay, that's a good question. Well, Sarah.
Oh, these are such tough questions.
Not tough.
You're making me think about life. So well, serious. I thought it would be like funny questions like, what will you say to someone who, I don't know.
Maybe it's
who you met for the first time or something.
Maybe it's because I'm a very serious person.
You are actually very deep. That is true.
Okay, well, Sarah, it's been a really fun. It's been really fun talking to you. It's been my pleasure. But yeah, it will
come soon. Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Sadly.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll hope to see you in Bandung next time. Or you can come to Singapore.
Oh, gosh. Maybe one day. We'll catch up later, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Thank you so much, Sarah.
Yeah.